gonna lose. I wanna win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
I want to win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out SportsBettingLessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. SportsBettingLessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We've got Paolo on the line. Now, Paolo, you were excited because we've got maybe 3-4 weeks and we're going to see some real leagues of soccer.
Yeah, definitely excited about the news that I got. They're already started training in Germany. The German Bundesliga is starting the first week of May. So it looks, because Germany took the necessary precautions, so it looks like slowly we're going to start seeing the good soccer, the good leagues, and money going to start rolling in. And I think English soccer is going to start in July. So it looks it's going to be a full-packed summer.
Well, yeah, let's see. Saturday, Tajikistan, I don't even know how to pronounce that name, starts up. And then Taiwan, you mentioned Taiwan last weekend. They start up on Sunday. So
it's still
a very small amount of opportunities out there, but we're going to do our best to cover those. We're going to talk about horse racing. Again, same thing with horse racing. There's only a few tracks open, but one of the things I really focused on in trying to watch my dollars is using the opportunity that the Daily Racing Form has. Every day they let you have a free past performance of a race you don't have to pay for. And so that's the race I've been handicapping. I figure if I don't have to spend $11 on a racing form, it gives me more money to bet with.
Oh, there you go. And like you saw yesterday, that I had my VIP pick of the week, one of my VIP picks that I gave you, and the goal was scored in the half, maybe 20, 30 seconds, odds up to 7-8-1 on the over 2.5. Big money on that play.
I made a comment on social media that if I tell most people the 90 plus, they wouldn't even know what that means.
No, but that's where, but you see, most of the time, that's where all the goals are coming in, 2-3 minutes before. And like the week before, FC Managua scoring with maybe 30 seconds, 13-1, a goal, 13-1. So basically on these leagues, the only way to make money is to watch the live play.
Which doesn't help you if you're betting the early games in Belarus, because that's 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so I know.
A little hard.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. But this week, I got some secondary picks, but I also have a VIP pick. Whoever wants that VIP pick can get in touch with you. And if the pick loses, the next one is free. But this VIP pick is the pick of the week, which I think is a very, very solid winner.
Let's start.
The first pick that I like, these are my secondary selections of the week. I like Managua FC in Nicaragua to win. I like Real Esteli FC in Nicaragua to win. Dinamo Minsk to win in the reserve league, and the game to go over 2.5 goals. This game, Dinamo Minsk is just going to blow away the opposition. This is a game that, even though the odds are low, I mean, we're looking at solid money on this game. That's one of the games that I'm really focusing on. And my last play is Torpedos Odino, Energetico in the reserve league. Both teams to score. Those are my secondary selections. And like I said, I got one pick that, you know, whoever wants that pick, it's a VIP. This pick is the pick of the week that I have good odds, and I see this game being an easy winner. So that's basically it, what I have.
You got to at least tell us what league it's in.
The Belarus League.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to tease us too bad.
Well, no, the Belarus League. That league is one that just one game caught my eye. It really, really caught my eye, this one specific game that I see, you know, that but if you saw last week that we hit, the live play worked last week. The winners from the beginning didn't work, but the live play, we hit some really good shots, especially one 3.75. So it was, all in all, with the live play, it lifted us up. Like you always say, the live play always does the job.
Yeah, Paolo, that's the beauty of live action is that, sure, sometimes you're just hammering the team that you've already placed wagers on, but other times you're not. You're finding something else. Maybe it's the next goal. It's the total. It's the other team to score, to get both teams to score, whatever it is. But if it can get you some of the money back because you picked a loser, sometimes we pick losers. We handicap what happened in the past. That doesn't mean the team is going to show up that day.
Well, no. No, but last week, like I said, mostly what I do is with the live play, I just follow the game all the way through. If it doesn't come through, I'll follow the next game that I have, and I'll just continue till I hit myself a winner, and I'll just stop at that and with my profit. So it doesn't really worry me, but I usually study the game from the beginning, so this way I don't put bets that I don't think are going to come out. I'm studying the game from the beginning that it starts till almost at the end, and just to see how it's going, how the markets are reacting in the Asian and all that. So then basically I know if it's worth it really to put money on, or I'll just let it go. And if it happens and they win, they won, but I'll just move on to the next one.
Yeah, I think hockey's probably the closest you can get with soccer of the North American sports, where one team can dominate the game but not really score a lot. I guess in baseball, you could have a lot of men left on base. You know, you can miss free throws in basketball. But both of those sports have such higher over-unders than hockey and soccer do. And when you're watching a live game, you just can't pick up, say you pick up flash score, and it's one of those games where they're not showing you what's happening, they're just showing the goals. You can't assume anything. Maybe a guy got hurt. Maybe the team isn't playing well.
And today, by the way, mentioning flash score, today they were became one of my followers.
Yeah, they're very good at
very good,
especially on the big leagues. They're very good, but they cover everything. I mean, so when I look at Saturday, we've got Belarus. We've got I mentioned the new leg
Taiwan
is coming in. They've got Nicaragua, Burundi, Tajikistan. I don't even know how to pronounce.
Tajikistan. Yeah, but the thing is. They haven't really put the markets yet on. I don't, because there are new leagues coming on, so I haven't really been able to check those markets. But, by Saturday, I should know how they're trending. Because, Kazakhstan is a very good league. It's a low scoring league, but, there are a lot of opportunities. And especially the other one, the Kazakhstan that you said. Yeah, last week you saw that live play on that game.
Yeah, and again, the more games they play, the better feel you get for it. And really, we talked about this numerous times with my very first time talking soccer on the show was with Chris Martinez. And one of the reasons that he liked soccer and was so good at it is he says, because there are so many games, pages and pages and pages of games, you only need to pick the best handful.
Exactly. Exactly. Like this week, there's like one game is all it takes. And especially now with the big leagues starting to open up and all that, like I can see us all summer. I mean, we've been handicapping leagues that are D leagues and winning. Imagine what we're going to do when the real big boys start playing, because that's where the real money is. We're going to clean out.
And that's very true in any sport. The higher quality of the league and the teams, the more consistent they're going to be.
Yeah, because like in these leagues, it's either going to be you're going to pick the winners one week or you're going to pick the live. But so far, we've had good weeks in every single week since we started back all the way before the Super Bowl. I mean, we've really, we haven't had many options. The options are so limited.
Yeah, it really, again, normally flash score, you could page down 5, 6, 7 pages, game after game after game, country after country. I mean, here on their page, they have just the A's. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 A's. So there's, you know, you think about it, there's 10 for every letter. There's 300 and something teams that are playing or leagues. And now we've got, last week we had three total. Three.
I know, but like you said, after this month of April, I think we're going to have between 10 to 15 leagues to pick from. Believe me.
And we'll notice because we put our show out on Friday, and last Friday there were 3 leagues. This Friday, there's going to be 5 leagues. Now, whether you can find a market for them is a whole other story. You may have to be patient. You may have to wait a week, but you can use that opportunity to at least handicap.
Yeah, because I think next week or the week after, the Chinese league is going to start, Hong Kong and all that. And that Chinese league, my God, that is a league that has so much opportunity in the last minute for goals. I've seen some comebacks in that league, like a team losing 1-0 and in 2 minutes, team scoring and coming back to win with astronomical odds. So they do have a lot of opportunities in those leagues, but to really zero in on a winner is the difficult task of these leagues.
And again, that's why they call it gambling.
Exactly.
All right, so when we get back from break, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the horse racing. And last week, we found that if we just chill out a little, we can do some damage. We hit a superfecta with the free plays of the day from the Daily Racing Form, and we're going to talk about that. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I am Second Half Chaz. We've got Paolo filling in for our soccer genius. And if you understand soccer, you realize that there's not a lot of activity. Sometimes you can go minutes of they just pass the ball back and forth. But that's the one thing about horse racing, Paolo. It's the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Well, definitely. Especially right now, Oaklawn is taking over the horse racing world. All the top stables, everybody getting ready for the May 3rd, I think May 3rd or May 4th, there's a big race at Oaklawn, 750,000. And this week, there's the mile, I think the 9th race, were improbable. Improbable is coming in from Santa Anita because Santa Anita is not racing. And if you look at Improbable's work tab, he's been firing bullets. Even though he has the 14th position in this race, and last time he finished second, the last time he finished second to a very good horse in the Oaklawn, in a race in Oaklawn, I think Improbable tomorrow on the weekend is going to run a big race and he's going to hit the board. I see him hitting the board.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of places that are open. So these trainers are scrambling. You still got to pay for your horse. You got to pay for your feed. You got to pay for all those guys on the backside to take care of them. And so there's Oaklawn, there's Tampa, and there's Gulfstream Park. There's a couple late night tracks, Los Alamitos and Remington. I think those are quarter horses. Now, quarter horses, don't get me wrong. Quarter horses, the racers are short. But and as you mentioned, no different than in soccer, the quality, when you get a quality race, you'll get other horses. So at Oaklawn on Saturday, you've got that race. And then 2 races later, you got $100,000 or $200,000 race. And so those are a couple races that are worth putting your money on.
Well, yeah, because if you look at the race, Improbable was getting ready to run at Santa Anita and his work tab. He had 5 bullets at one, at five furlongs, and he was firing bullets. The last one was 1.1, I think was six furlong bullet. But this horse, Improbable, is a very, very good racehorse. And he's bringing him back for this, I see this as a prep. He might not win, but plus he has the 14th position, but he's going to be ready to fire in that 750,000 Oakland big race. And that's a race I want to be putting my money on.
Yeah, when you look at this knife from Oaklawn, it goes off at West Coast time. West Coast time, it goes off at 2:43.
Yeah, Central. Yeah. Central time.
Yeah, so it's 3:43. Race 9, it's a mile on the dirt, and we've got a 30-1, a 4-1, a 3-1, a 6-1, a 20-1, a 15-1, a 10-1, 15-1, 30-1, 10-1, 30-1, 20-1, 20-1, and Improbable, like you said, in the 14th hole, 7-2. So he's the second choice, but when you've got that many quality horses, yeah, you're going to look at a very nice trifecta, a very nice superfecta pair.
Obviously. I mean, look, the way the odds are in that race, and even if Improbable does win, I don't think there's going to be favorites coming in the back. Even if he finishes top three and he hits the board with some big bombs, like you said, this is a race for a payoff. This looks like a dynamite race for a payoff.
And one of the things that I've been doing during the break here, is I've been looking at this free race of the day past performances from the Daily Race and Form, because a race and form right now, Paulo, cost me $11 here.
Yeah.
$11 is almost a four horse superfecta box.
Yeah, I mean, $11 is like almost 9 euros, and that's pretty expensive for the kind of horse racing that they're putting out.
And so that's what I'm telling people. If you're during the week, you're looking for some fun, you get a free race of the day past performances. It takes about 30 minutes. And honestly, I'll be honest with you, sometimes after 10 minutes, you say, no, I'm not betting this race.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If it turns out it's a race that you're going to bet, take you about 30 minutes. Well, golly gee, if you don't have 30 minutes to spare learning how to read the racing form when you're quarantined, you're never going to have it.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I completely see. And like you said, this week, that race there with Improbable, I mean, this is like all Bob Baffert's horses. When they ship, he's shipping there for a reason. He's not shipping it. I mean, this horse, I love this horse. He's run races like he finished fifth, I think, in the Breeders' Cup, something like that, with really very, very difficult competition. But I got to see him this week. This week I'm going to see him, and then after that I'm putting my big hit on that big race at Oaklawn. That's a race that we got to really handicap together.
Yeah, when you look at this race, it is the road to the $6 million Breeders' Cup Classic. That's what they're calling it. It's a mile. It's for four-year-olds and up. It's $150,000. And usually what that means is the winner is going to get 60% of that. So that's,
there you go.
You know, that's 75 grand. That's going to be worth traveling for.
Well, exactly, because like you said, they got to pay their bills.
No doubt about it. And otherwise, like I said, you know, I'm a big fan of the quarter horses because I used to live near Los Alamitos, so I understand how much fun they can be. Especially on a Friday or Saturday night when you go out after work, you go watch a few races, have a nice dinner before you're headed out to the club. It really is a great way. And when you win at horse racing, dinner is usually free. So that's pretty cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're right. But at least even though during the coronavirus now, and it's like there's so many things that are still happening. Like, it looks like if you really know what you're doing and you know how to bet, it's not affecting you. Like, it's not really affecting you financially, because me right now, even though that I still find my picks, I still make my plays, I'm still rolling. Like, the only thing that it's affecting me is that I have a few of my big clients that they're not betting the money that they usually bet on the big leagues. But next month, when Germany starts rolling, then we're looking at back to being back to the way, the prosperous days.
Yeah, and you have to. You can't blame anybody for being patient and going into...
No, you have to.
You know, it's a crazy time, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's a crazy time. Like last week, the only game that... Remember I told you about this team last week in Belarus that I told you, this Bati Borisov, that was the play of the... This team was going to start rolling and all that. they're still not hitting on all cylinders. They got the win, but it looks like they might do it again.
Well, when you're talking about human beings that are playing soccer in front of no fans because of the coronavirus, and some of them don't have a choice. If you're getting paid by a nasty government, the nasty government owns you, you've got to pay. You've got to play. You're not going to sit. You're going to play because, A, they're going to take your money, and they may even take your kids. You make them come home and your family's messing.
And, you know, one league that this coronavirus has not affected, because I was checking at the world meter of coronavirus, and I looked at Nicaragua. Nicaragua only has 7 cases, 2 recovered, 1 death. I mean, Nicaragua looks like, comparing to other places, they're playing soccer, and they don't have any casualties when it comes to the coronavirus. And one thing about it, because I've been in touch, the casino's been in touch with me from Nicaragua, that in FC Managua, there's a casino there that they have sports betting and everything. So that's a place, beautiful weather and everything, and I really looked into it.
Yeah, the only problem is when you're dealing with any of those countries that are run by dictators, it's kind of hard to believe anything you hear, you know? Because they're not going to tell
about
you
that.
Well, they're not telling you the truth.
It's true.
They'll tell you what you want to hear, but that's what China does. So it's something, unfortunately, as we've gotten global, we get used to, which are small countries that abuse their citizens lying to the rest of the world. But it's just part of 2020, and that's what it is.
And the bottom line is that everybody's looking to make money. Could you believe it? Last week on a Belarus game, almost 2 million to 3 million pounds bet on a Belarus game. What does that tell you?
Yeah, that's it. When there's nothing out there, you take what you get, you know?
Yeah, and gamblers are not going to stop gambling. Because some people do this like me. Some people do this for a livelihood. And if I don't make bets, I'm not going to be able to survive.
No doubt. No doubt about it. So.
Yeah.
All right, anything else before we go?
No, I'm looking forward to this week. Like I said, I got my play there. And I like my secondary selections. I also like them. And let's hope that next week we have more selections. But I'm looking forward to May. May's the month we're going to shine. The big leagues are coming up, and the money's going to start rolling in. As soon as I heard the news today about Germany, I was ecstatic.
Yeah, we got 3 more shows after this, and hopefully we'll make it through them all with flying colors. We want to tell you, if you're not a soccer player, or if you're not a horse player, go to sportsbettinglessons.com. Trust me, in 3 months, look how far I've come. If I could do it, Paolo, anybody can do it.
Well, you right now, since we started following soccer and everything, you've become a pro. At the beginning, you didn't know much, but look at you now. You could even pick, like, last week there was a game that you told me was a 70-minute or something, and I said the goal, and you said still early, but I see the goal being scored. Bang, in the 85th minute, you called it. The goal was scored. See?
It's a long game. 90 minutes of running around is a long time to run, man. I don't think I've ever run for 90
minutes. I know, but you see how you've really come a long way, and I'm proud of you that you're really starting to get your hang on soccer. And as you see, the more you go, the more better you become. And by feel, by watching the games, you know when the goal is going to be scored. All you got to do is watch.
And one of the things I looked up today before I posted our soccer video was how much it's 20 times. The World Cup gets 20 times the action that the Super Bowl gets. 20 times.
Yeah. First of all, the World Cup, look at it this way. Next year, hopefully, this coronavirus is all gone. When we got the European soccer next year, could you imagine what kind of money? I can just dream when I'm going to be at the bookie shops down in Greece putting hundreds of euros on these goals coming in. I mean, this is a time.
No doubt.
We just got to be patient.
Looking forward to it. And if you,
me
if
too.
You, right, if you miss any of these shows, remember, if you don't believe that we've given out winners and winners and winners, just go back and listen, sportsbettingweekly.com. And do me a favor, always be cashing. We'll catch you next time.